Esta es la lección 29 de Pimsleur Inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Sorry to bother you, Nancy. Have you seen my notes? Did I leave them in your office?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
My notes. My notes from the conference. Have you seen them? Did I leave them here?
Yes, here they are.
Great, thanks.
Listen again.
Sorry to bother you, Nancy. Have you seen my notes? Did I leave them in your office?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
My notes. My notes from the conference. Have you seen them? Did I leave them here?
Yes, here they are.
Great, thanks.
Ahora, suponga que se llama Jorge y está en un banco. Dígale a la empleada del banco que a usted le gustaría abrir una cuenta de cheques.
I'd like to open a checking account.
She asks,
¿tiene alguna identificación?
Do you have some identification?
Ask,
perdón, ¿qué dijo?
I'm sorry, what did you say? What did you say?
Ella le pregunta otra vez si usted tiene alguna identificación.
Do you have some identification?
¿Qué le dice al darle su pasaporte?
Here's my passport.
Ella le pasa un formulario pidiéndole, firme aquí, por favor.
Sign here, please.
Señalando un número, ella dice, este es su número de cuenta.
This is your account number.
Now she asks,
¿quiere una tarjeta para cajero automático?
Do you want an ATM card? An ATM card.
Answer?
Sí, por favor.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Al salir, usted ve a una colega. Está con alguien que usted no conoce. Entonces ella dice, Jorge, quiero presentarle a mi hermano Peter.
Jorge, I'd like you to meet my brother, Peter.
Peter, te presento a Jorge Centeno.
Peter, this is Jorge Centeno. This is Jorge Centeno.
Now, you and a colleague are talking about a conference.
Ella quiere saber si todo está listo. Todo.
Listen and repeat.
Everything. Thing. Every. Every. Everything. Everything.
Say,
todo.
Everything.
Try to ask,
¿está todo listo?
Is everything ready? Is everything ready?
Now say,
conferencia.
Conference. Conference.
Say,
sí, todo está listo.
Yes, everything is ready. Everything's ready.
Diga que todo está listo para la conferencia.
Everything's ready for the conference.
Ahora, el esposo de su colega pasa por la oficina. Su colega le dice, Jorge, le quiero presentar a mi esposo, Bill.
Jorge, I'd like you to meet my husband, Bill.
Bill, te presento a mi colega Jorge Centeno.
Bill, this is my colleague, Jorge Centeno.
What do you both say? What do you both say?
Pleased to meet you.
Después, usted habla con otro colega de una reunión próxima. Diga, creo que todo está listo.
I think everything is ready. I think everything's ready for our meeting.
Su colega menciona que ella va a estar de vacaciones entonces. Pregunta con sorpresa, ¿estará de vacaciones?
You'll be on vacation? You'll be. You'll be on vacation?
Say.
No podemos cambiar la fecha.
We can't change the date. The date. We can't change. We can't change the date.
No podemos cambiar la fecha de la reunión.
We can't change the date of the meeting. The date of the meeting.
Sé que estará de vacaciones.
I know you'll be on vacation.
He aquí otra manera de decir eso.
Listen.
I know that you'll be on vacation. I know that you'll be on vacation.
En inglés, que es optativo después de frases tales como
I know, I think,
y semejantes. Usando
that,
diga, sé que usted estará de vacaciones.
I know that you'll be on vacation. I know that. I know that you'll be on vacation.
Pero no podemos cambiar la fecha ahora.
But we can't change the date now.
Es demasiado tarde.
It's too late. It's too late.
Say that it's too late to change it now.
It's too late to change it now. Too late to change it.
Diga otra vez que es demasiado tarde para cambiarla ahora.
It's too late to change it now.
Your colleague says,
Entonces quizá.
Then maybe.
Podamos hacer una llamada de conferencia. Literalmente, podamos tener una llamada de conferencia.
We can have a conference call. A conference call. Have a conference call. Then maybe we can have a conference call.
Ella habló muy rápido. Pregunte, perdón, ¿qué dijo?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
She says,
Si es demasiado tarde para cambiar la fecha.
If it's too late to change the date. If it's too late to change the date of the meeting.
Entonces, quizá podamos hacer una llamada de conferencia.
Then maybe we can have a conference call.
Ella habría podido contestar a sí mismo, dije, quizá podamos hacer una llamada de conferencia. Dije.
Listen and repeat.
I said. 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 I said.
Ask.
¿Qué dijo?
What did you say?
¿Cómo comienza ella su respuesta?
I said. I said.
Dije, quizá podamos hacer una llamada de conferencia.
I said, maybe we can have a conference call. I said. I said, maybe we can have a conference call.
En vez de citar sus palabras exactamente, ella también puede parafrasear. En este caso, ella podría comenzar diciendo, dije que.
Try to say this.
I said that. I said that.
Dije que podemos hacer una llamada de conferencia.
I said that we can have a conference call. I said that. I said that we can have a conference call.
Si es demasiado tarde para cambiar la fecha,
if it's too late to change the date,
entonces podemos hacer una llamada de conferencia.
Then we can have a conference call.
Ahora está listo para dejar la oficina, pero le falta dinero en efectivo. Pregúntele a su colega, ¿hay un cajero automático cerca?
Is there an ATM nearby? Is there an ATM nearby?
Try to say.
Sí, hay uno justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
Yes, there's one just around the corner. There's one just around the corner.
You can't find your car keys. You can't find your car keys. Try to ask.
¿Ha visto mis llaves del coche?
Have you seen my car keys? Car keys. Have you seen my car keys?
Ella las ve en su escritorio. ¿Qué dice ella al pasárselas a usted?
Here they are. Here are your keys.
Now you're having dinner at the home of an American acquaintance.
Dígale que todo está muy bueno.
Everything is very good. Everything is very good.
Now you want to say?
Me gustaría preguntarle algo. Preguntar.
Listen and repeat.
Ask. To ask. Ask.
Ya ha oído esta palabra en las instrucciones. Diga otra vez. Preguntar.
Ask. To ask.
Try to say,
Me gustaría preguntarle algo.
I'd like to ask you something. To ask you something. I'd like to ask you something.
Me gustaría hacerle una pregunta.
Listen.
I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to ask you a question.
Hacer una pregunta.
Listen and repeat.
Ask a question. 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 Ask. Ask a question. To ask a question.
Say in English.
Una pregunta.
A question.
Try to say.
Me gustaría hacerle una pregunta.
I'd like to ask you a question. Ask you a question. I'd like to ask you a question.
She says,
Por supuesto.
Go right ahead. Of course, go right ahead.
Ask,
Es muy caro.
Is it very expensive? Is it very expensive?
Ask if it is very expensive to study in the United States.
Is it very expensive to study in the United States? To study. Is it very expensive to study in the United States?
She asks,
¿Por qué?
Why? Why do you ask?
Say,
Porque a mi sobrina le gustaría estudiar aquí.
Because my niece would like to study here.
A ella le gustaría pasar un año aquí. Pasar un año.
Listen and repeat.
Spend a year. Spend. To spend. Spend a year.
Spend
significa literalmente gastar. Diga otra vez, pasar un año.
Spend a year. To spend a year.
Try to say,
Le gustaría pasar un año aquí.
She'd like to spend a year here. Year here. She'd like to spend a year here.
Ella no lo oyó. ¿Cómo pregunta? ¿Perdón?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Answer.
Dije.
I said. I said.
Dije, le gustaría pasar un año aquí.
I said, she'd like to spend a year here.
Ahora, usando que, diga, dije que le gustaría pasar un año aquí.
I said that she'd like to spend a year here.
Continúe usando
that
cuando oiga dije que o dijo que. Ahora, diga, me gustaría preguntarle algo.
I'd like to ask you something.
Me gustaría hacerle una pregunta.
I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to ask you a question.
Pregunte si es muy caro estudiar aquí.
Is it very expensive to study here? Is it very expensive to study here?
Say,
a mi sobrina le gustaría pasar un año.
My niece would like to spend a year
en Estados Unidos.
In the United States.
Pero no tiene mucho dinero.
But she doesn't have a lot of money. She doesn't have much money.
Perdón, ¿qué dijo?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Usando
much,
diga, dije que ella no tiene mucho dinero.
I said that she doesn't have much money.
Your acquaintance says,
es caro estudiar aquí.
It's expensive to study here. Yes, it is expensive to study here.
¿Habla inglés su sobrina?
Does your niece speak English?
Answer.
Sí, ella habla inglés muy bien.
Yes, she speaks English very well.
Entonces, quizá en verano.
Then maybe in the summer.
Puede encontrar trabajo.
She can find a job. Maybe she can find a summer job. A summer job.
Ask.
Es muy difícil.
Is it very difficult?
Try to ask.
¿Es muy difícil encontrar trabajo?
Is it very difficult to find a job? Is it very difficult to find a job?
¿En Estados Unidos?
In the United States?
She says,
esa es una buena pregunta.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Now she says,
no en este momento.
Not at the moment.
Sin embargo, a veces, obtener un permiso de trabajo es difícil. Su conocida dice, ¿por qué no le pregunta a Charles?
Why don't you ask Charles? Why don't you ask Charles?
Quizá él pueda ayudar.
Maybe he can help.
Ask.
¿Es demasiado tarde para llamarlo ahora?
Is it too late to call him now?
Dice que sí. Luego, al irse usted dice, gracias por todo.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for everything.
The next day, you talk with Charles. Say,
A mi sobrina, ¿le gustaría pasar un año?
My niece would like to spend a year. My niece would like to spend a year.
En Estados Unidos.
In the United States.
How does he ask?
¿Dónde en Estados Unidos?
Where in the United States? Say,
Creo que le gustaría estudiar en Nueva York.
I think she'd like to study in New York. I think that she'd like to study in New York.
Luego, quiere pasar el verano en Boston.
Then she wants to spend the summer in Boston.
Tenemos amigos en Boston.
We have friends in Boston.
Puede quedarse con ellos.
She can stay with them.
Es demasiado caro.
It's too expensive.
Pasar el verano en Nueva York.
To spend the summer in New York.
Charles no lo oyó. Diga, dije que es demasiado caro.
I said that it's too expensive.
Pasar el verano en Nueva York.
To spend the summer in New York.
Now you're in Boston. You'll be there for a few months. You'd like to open a checking account at a nearby bank. You'd like to open a checking account.
Responda al saludo de la empleada y luego dígale lo que quiere hacer.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to open a checking account.
Of course. Do you have some identification?
¿Qué dice usted al mostrarle su pasaporte?
Here's my passport.
Sign here, please.
Usted no ve en qué lugar. Pregúntele dónde debe firmar.
Where should I sign? Where should I sign?
Right here.
Usted necesita fechar el formulario a sí mismo.
Ask what today's date is.
What's today's date? What is? What's? What's today's date?
It's February 1st. It's February 1st.
Now say that you'd like an ATM card, too.
I'd like an ATM card, too.
Cuando termina de llenar los formularios, usted reúne sus copias. Conteste a la próxima pregunta de la empleada diciéndole que cree que sí.
Do you have everything?
I think so. Yes, I think I have everything.
Este es el final de la lección 29. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.